to do today is a halachic sugya that comes up from this week's parsha, and that is Kriya Shema Alamita, the Birchas Hamapil, as we call it. Now, the reason why I say it comes up in this week's parsha is based on the pasuk. It's in Chav Gimel, Chav Dalid, when the Torah tells us, Hein Am Klavi Yakum V'Chari Yisnasei, that this people, again, Bilam is now cursing the Jewish people. He's like, he says, we are like a, we rise like a lion, right? Lo Yishkav Al Yochal Teref, and we do not sleep until it is feasted on its prey. Rashi over there says, Ketzad, Koreas Shmal Mitaso Umafkir Rucho Biaramakom. Rashi says that one of the defining characteristics of the Jewish people is the fact that we say Kriyat Shema Alamita. So what I want to do is I want to talk about it just a little bit for the few minutes that we have, discuss what the source of it is, and really the Nekudas HaMachlokas, what exactly is the central dispute that arises when we come and talk about the sugya of Kriyat Shema Alamita. And yes, the sources are all available on brsonline.org/kollel sources, kollel sources, and I'm going to share my screen in just a second, so everyone will have it here as well. Okay, where does the sugya pi appear first in Gemara? So it appears first in the Gemara in Brachos Dav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Rami Yeshua ben Levi, Afa Pisha Kara Adam Kriya Shema Beis Knesses." Even though a person has recited Kriya Shema in Shul, mitzvah likrosu al mitaso. It's a mitzvah to recite it on your bed, in other words, at nighttime. Amar Rav Yosef, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Rigzu v'al techato, imru b'vavchem, al mishkavchem, v'domu sela. So rigzu v'al techato means that you should be a little fearful, and you shouldn't, hold on one second, someone, let's mute everyone again. Okay, so, the pasuk says, "Rigzu v'altachtau imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem." Right, while you're on your mishkav, and as while you are going to sleep, v'domu sela, and then you're quiet afterwards. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman then goes on to explain, "Im tam chacham hu." And as if you're tam chacham and you're learning constantly, ein sarach, then you don't need to say kriya shma amita. Amar Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, "No, af tam chacham ibayle." Even if you are like Rabbi Goldberg, you're a Tam HaChacham, nonetheless, you are still required to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Why? Chad Psuka Derachmi Kegon Biyadcha Avkid Ruchi Pedisa Osi Adonai El Emes. So again, you have to say a minimal amount, even if you are a big Tam HaChacham. Again, so we see that it's based on this pasuk of Rigzu Be'al Techato, Imru Bavavchem Al Mishkavchem V'Domu Sela, which we know we actually recite in the Kriyat Shema Alamita. It's a pasuk from Tehillim, Perek Dalet, which we've discussed previously in our Tehillim Shirim, which are all available online. Again, and then we had an interesting discussion about whether, if you're a Tam HaChacham, you have to recite it or not. Where do we get our text for Kriyat Shema Alamita? So if you look in the Gemara Yerushalmi in Bracho says, "Hanichnas Lishan," if you go to sleep, Almitaso, Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad V'Hayim Shemoa. So you say the first two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, the Omer, and you subsequently say, Baruch HaMapil Chevle Sheina Alenai Usnumal Afapai Umeir Leishan Bas Ayin Yihir Atzom Afanecha Adonai Elohai Shetashki Venil Shalom. And again, for anyone who says this regularly, these words are going to be familiar to you. And if you do not say them regularly, then you should start saying them regularly. Again, and it shows us the text of where exactly we're supposed to say Berachas HaMapil. Okay, where do we see this notion of it being recited the last thing you do before you go to sleep? So before I go to that, the Gemara Yerushalmi writes the following. I'm sorry, the previous was not a Gemara Yerushalmi, it was the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech, I'm sorry. Now I'm going to share with you the Gemara Yerushalmi. Well, the Gemara Yerushalmi tells us about Rav Yaakov. And then it says, Rav Yishmuel Bar Nachmani, Kad Havei Nachas Le'ibura, Have a Mekave Gave Rav Yaakov Grusa, Vahareb Zera Metamer Beine Kufia Mashmaita, Hey Chave Karishmi Kriyashma. So, how did he recite Kriyashma? And what would Rav Yaakov do? Have a Kari Vichazar Vikari Ad Dahave Shakil Mine Nu Shnise. In other words, this is the first time where we see that Kriyashma Alamita has to be recited in close proximity to sleep. right? And therefore, what would Rav Yaakov do? He would recite it over and over and over again until he would eventually fall asleep. My taima, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, why did it do it this way? Rav Acha v'Ravi Tachlifa, Chamri b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Rigzu v'altachtoim rubavavchem amishkavchem v'domu sela. Right, what is the last two words of that pasuk? V'domu sela. That you should be absolutely quiet. And therefore, Rav Yaakov learns out from that the last thing we do before we go to sleep, the last thing we do before we are silent for the night, is we recite Kriya Shema. Now, what about Birchas Hamapil? Right, the Gemara Yerushalmi only tells me that with regards to Kriya Shema. It does not tell me that with regards to Hamapil. So we have to figure out where we understand this notion that Kriya Shema and Hamapil are the two last things that I say before I go to sleep. So we saw in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis the notion of Kriya Shema Alamita. It's based on the pasuk of Rigzu V'Altachto Ilmru Bavavchem Amish Gavchem Edomu Sela. We saw the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech Amud Beis where we saw the verbiage, the text, the source of Kriya Shema Alamita, and we saw the Gemara Yerushalmi, which gives us that first inkling that Kriya Shema has to be said as close to sleep or close to sleep. And that's why Rav Yaakov used to say it over and over and over again, specifically because it had to be said in such close proximity to sleep. Now, there's a very interesting comment of the Tosfos HaRosh. And it's a little blurry, and I apologize for that. I'm not sure why that happened. But the Tosfos HaRosh says the following. Ki mita'ar omer Elokai Neshama. When you wake up in the morning, so we know, what do we say? We say Elokai Neshama. Afal pisha hi arucha, and even though Elokai Neshama is a lengthy tefillah, eino poseches bebaruch, it does not start with the words like we would normally start a bracha with, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, does not start with bracha, says the Tosfos HaRosh, why? She'eina elahoda be'alma, because this is not a classic form of a bracha, it's just praise to Hashem. And when I praise Hashem, I don't need a bracha to start my praise of Hashem. I can just start by praising with Hashem. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Why the bracha of Elokai Neshama does not start with a baruch. And then he quotes the Ravid. V'haravid kasav, dehi smucha lebrachas hamapil chevleshena, deshena lo havehefsek. It's an amazing comment of the Ravid. The Ravid says, you want to know why Elokai Neshama does not start with a baruch? Because it's a bracha hasmucha lechavrasa. What bracha is it connected to? It's connected to the bracha of Amapil. So the same way, think about on Psukkah Zimra in the morning. So we start with Baruch She'amar, and we end with Yishtabach, and there are two sides of the coin. That's why Yishtabach doesn't start with a bracha, because it's connected to Baruch She'amar. Says the Ravid, so too. My Birchas Amapil that I say at night is the first part of the bracha of Elokai Neshama, then I'm going to finish up in the morning. And basically argues the Ravid that the 8-hour period, halavai, 8-hour period, 6-hour, 5-hour, 4-hour, whatever period you're asleep, forever, whatever time period exists in between the bracha of Amapil and the bracha of Elokai Neshama is not a hefsek. It's not an interruption. Rather, they're one joint, united bracha. Now, arguably, you could say that you would disagree with the Ravid, right? It's a very hard argument to make that 8 hours of sleep is not considered a hefsek, right? The svara of the Ravid, I understand conceptually. In other words, like conceptually, I understand it's beautiful that Amapil is connected to Elokai Neshama. I get that. But if you really think about it and you're rigorous intellectually, it makes it very hard to argue that the 8 hours of sleep is not a hefsek, right? Our litmus test for hefsek in other areas of halacha is much weaker than 8 hours of sleep. But nonetheless, that's what the Ravid says. And the Ravid therefore argues that it's a bracha smucha lechavrata. Hamapil is the beginning, Elokai Neshama is the end. And because of that, what's the implication of the Ravid? Because they're two connected brachos, you really can't have a hefsek between them. And we'll see that's what some of the poskim are going to argue. That if they're really connected, then I can't talk frivolously in between my bracha of Hamapil and my bracha of Elokai Neshama. Now, when it comes to Hamapil, there are really two schools of thought. And they're basically, fundamentally, drawn right down the line. And what are the two schools of thought? So school number one is going to argue that the bracha of Hamapil is a bracha on sleep. Right? It's essentially a birchas hananen. And we'll see that language explicitly in some of the sources. That it's essentially a birchas hananen. That the same way before I enjoy my apple, I have to make a bori preyetz. And before I have my steak, I need to make a shahakol. So too, I'm about to benefit from something in this world. It's not an apple, and it's not a steak, but what is it? It's sleep. It's sleep. In the same way, when I make a bracha on my apple, what am I not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to make a hefsik between the bracha on my apple and my apple. I have to go right into the eating of the apple. So too, over here, I'm not allowed to make a hefsik. And therefore, there's a whole school of poskim that would argue that no matter what, you're not allowed to make a hefsik between hamapil and the time you go to sleep. So for example, if you look in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, this is the Siddur Beis Yaakov, he writes the following. Hold on, I have to change my screen. He says, Acher shagamar kriyat shma alamita. I'll make it even bigger for us. Yasiach daito meiskav v'yishon miyad. So get your mind off of everything else and go to sleep immediately. V'madayin lo yuchal lishon. What happens, right? I've spoken about this in the past. I have horrible insomnia at night. What if you're like maskut and you can't just go to sleep? Yaharher be'iske harachamim, p'psukei rachamim. In other words, focus on psukim of rachamim. O yachzor aleim be'peh uvelev, ad sheyishtaka b'sheina mitoch hira divrei Torah. So you should think about psukei rachamim. You should think about divrei Torah and fall asleep thinking about divrei Torah. Velo yafsik b'shum ma'ase v'dibor ben kriyat l'sheina. And no matter what you do, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, do not make a hefsik in between the kriya of kriyat shma na'mapil and sleep. Kol shekein shelo yochal velo yishta. And certainly, you shouldn't go for your nighttime snack. Im lo mehechrech gadol, unless it's a real big hechrech. Ve'az yachar, and let's say you do have to be mafsik for a big hefsik. Az yachzor v'yikra kriyat shma parsha rishona lepachos im pasuk bi'adcha av kidruchi. Then says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you actually have to go back and recite the first paragraph of kriyat shma and bi'adcha av kidruchi. Right, which we saw in the Gemara is the minimal amount. Ava bracha hamapil eino tzarach lachzor im lo hesiach daito me'ashena. Right, you only have to go back to hamapil if you had total hesach hadas. You totally put your mind on something else. V'misiach nearly shesarach lachzor levarach gamkin. And if you did have hesach hadas, right? Let's say you say hamapil, and then the Red Sox win the World Series, and you get a little distracted because the Red Sox won the World Series. Then says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you would have to go back and make the bracha. So we see explicitly within the comments of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that the bracha of Amapil and Kriyat Shema have to be as close as possible to actual sleep. And if for whatever reason you can't sleep, minimally, you should recite psukim that keep you in the mindset. And if you really have Hesech Hadas, and you had to make you had to do something that would distract your mind, so then you have to go back. And you have to say either the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, or you have to say the entire thing over again. So we see explicitly in the Rav Yaakov Emden, that first school of thought, tinges of that first school of thought, which essentially argue that it has to be as close to sleep as possible. The Ben Ish Chai says the following, Birchas HaMapil nitkana b'shem umalchus. That the bracha HaMapil that you see in the Gemara was shem umalchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. V'chein tzarach lomar kefi divrei Rabbeinu Hari. Ach, however, yesh noagim shein mevarchen osam b'shem umalchus. There are those who have the minog not to say it b'shem umalchus. V'chein minhagei uminag, I don't know, Adoni Avi, that's my minog, he says, and it's the minog of my father. Why? V'atam mipnei hachashash shema yiyem muchrach lahafsik be'ez advarim shiyem muchrach ledaber bam. Right, maybe you're going to have a hefsik. Right, maybe the second after you say birchas hamapil, your wife's going to want to chat about the day, or you're going to get an important phone call, or something's, your children are going to call, your grandchildren are going to call, right? And therefore, right, shema yeh muchrach lahafsik be'ez advarim shiyem muchrach ledaber bam, v'chasavti ledidenu harav agon mara and mani, lehodianim minag hachasidim, v'kasav li deharov enim avarachim v'shem malchus. He says that the minag of most of the Sephardim is that they don't say shema malchus. Od kasav Rabbeinu Avram, ala Zakri, ala Zarki, shekasa risa gedolim bi Yisrael, she'enim avarachim bracha zom mitam, shemitz tarchu lahafsik. Right, they didn't say the bracha because they were worried about being a hefsik. V'yesh kama poskim desvir leishim pasak, havi bracha levatala, and there's a chashash of a bracha levatala. Al kein nira lahoros, shekol echad yasek kiminago, everyone should do like the minag, but he says, if you are going to say the bracha, right? He says, and if you're going to do it, be very, very careful because it has the potential to be a bracha levatal. So again, the Ben Ish Chai quotes the minhag and says, that's ultimately my minhag, not to say it with Shema Malchus. Why? Because we're worried that you're going to have to make a hefsik. We're worried that you're going to have to talk in between. It's going to be a bracha levatala. The Chazon Ish, I don't quote it for you here, but the Chazon Ish also in his writings says explicitly that you should not say, that you should not make a hefsik between the bracha and sleep. He says, even for an asher yatzar, you should not be mafsik. Right? Imagine that. Even to say a bracha of an asher yatzar, you should not be mafsik between the bracha of amapil and sleep because it's a chashash of bracha levatala. And therefore, also, the briskers, right? Some might be familiar with the brisker custom that they did not say the bracha of amapil, Revelva, for example, with the bracha, right? Why? So Revelva writes, again, and I didn't have a good copy inside, but Revelva writes that once he tried going to sleep and he couldn't sleep all night because he was so worried about the bracha levatala. And therefore, for the rest of his life, he said it without a bracha. Because if you're a brisker and you care about a bracha levatala, halavai, like you and I should care about a bracha levatala, then you would worry if you say the bracha and don't automatically go to sleep. So everything we've discussed up until now, I would say, is school number one of thinking. And again, there are more sources that I could have wowed you with, but I think Dayenu, I think I've made my point. School number one says that the bracha of hamapil is connected to sleep. It's the last thing we have to do before we go to sleep. And anything we do in between is nothing short of a hefsik. It makes our bracha a bracha levatala, which is a real, real big problem. What's the second school of thought? So again, I could have chosen from any number of sources, but the second school of thought essentially says the following. You're not making a bracha on the sleep that I'm about to do. So let's say you make a bracha on Amapil tonight. You're not making a bracha on Monday night, June 29th. The sleep of Monday night, June 29th. You're making a bracha that Hashem created something called sleep. Right? I'm not dafka davening for the sleep that I'm having tonight, but I'm davening over the general bracha that you and I have in our lives called sleep. Could you imagine what life would be like if I did not have sleep? It would not be a pretty situation. Who says this? In my mind, the most explicitly, and because I have a bias towards him, none other than the Chai Adam, Alta Zaidi. Says the Chai Adam, Sarech Levarech Birchas Amapil, you have to make the bracha Birchas Amapil, V'lo Chai Shinan Shema Lo Yuchal Lishon. And he says, don't worry if you're not going to fall asleep. Rak Li Zahir Shelo Yochal V'yishte. Yeah, you shouldn't go out and have your midnight snack. Don't start having a grilled cheese sandwich right after saying amapil. V'lo yafsik achra bracha. V'lachenim sarach l'shamish mitaso. Yikra akopanim parashu v'shon shakriyashma. V'yivarech birchas amapil achra tashmish. Again, there are various permissible forms of a hefsik, but he says, don't worry. Don't get so bent out of shape, which is the anti-brisker approach. Where Avelva once didn't go to sleep immediately, and he, for the rest of his life, didn't say it with a bracha. He writes here in the footnote, in the Tosefes Chaim, the following. V'yesh noagim shelo yivarchu bracha zo klal. There are those who don't make this bracha at all because of the chashash. Ume'ane b'fiem ki yireyem shema yiyu tzrichim lahafsik b'divar achar bracha. And their argument is that they're nervous that they're going to have to make a hafsik. That's school of thought number one. But says the Chai Adam, Avaltaos hu biyadam, but they are making a grievous mistake. Ki be'emes mitzara din mutter lahafsik b'dibor achar birchas amapil. He says there's no reason you can't have a hefsik after the bracha of amapil. Ve'afilu be'achila v'shtiyah mutar l'tzorach gadol. And if you really have midnight snacks, your wife is pregnant, right? Which for many on this chat would be a problem, but your wife is pregnant, your granddaughter is pregnant, whatever the case might be, and she says the bracha of amapil, and then she says, I need pickles in ice cream. So this Chayyim says, that's a tzorach gadol. That's not a big problem at all. Sharia Torah Shulchan Aruch lo hevi klal zedin. Rak b'beis Yosef. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this halacha, doesn't quote this notion of a hefsek, that you can't have a hefsek. It's only in the Beis Yosef, B'shem Kolbo, who quotes in the name of the Kolbo, who worries about it. Nagu shalo lechov alishtos achar kriyashma, v'samchu ala pasuk, v'domusela. Right? The Kolbo learns it out from v'domusela, which means that you don't do anything afterwards. Right? That you don't do anything afterwards, you simply go to sleep. Right? That's the only thing we were talking about, says the Kolbo. Okay? But he says, Ve'in ze ela minug. But that's only a minug. Va'adif yoiser la'avor ala minug. It's better to violate the minug of not having a hefsik. Mila'avor chas v'shalom ha'mitzos ha'sei. Ve'los ha'sei shel divrei sofrim shelo lehanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. He says, what's the alternative? So again, oftentimes when a posik weighs halacha, so it's a cost-benefit analysis. Right? What's the cost? And what's the benefit? The cost here, he says, is worst comes to worst, I make a hefsek. That's a minug. It's a minug quoted by the Beis Yosef in the Kolbo. It's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But the cost of it, right, the benefit of it, or I should say, the cost of it is that I benefit from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. Because I'm benefiting from sleep without thanking Hashem for benefiting from sleep. Right? So therefore he says, Shelo lehanos me'ol mazeh b'lo bracha, mevatel bracha achas shetiknu anshe knesset gedola. And I'm being mevatel a bracha. I'm getting rid of a bracha that the anshe knesset gedola, that already in the Gemara in brachos on daf samich, they instituted. V'hu meminyan kuf brachos. It's one of the 100 brachos that you and I are supposed to say every single day. V'chein ayasha b'lo bracha mapil harezek ilu ochel b'lo birchas amotzi. It's as if you would eat bread without saying amotzi. Who would do that? Right? Who would go in for dinner tonight? And have a steak without saying a shakol, or have a grilled cheese sandwich without making a moti. No one would. He says the Chai Adam, this is the exact same. If I go to sleep without saying the bracha of amapil, it's no different than eating my sandwich without saying a moti. And then he says adaraba. Actually, it's worse. Hanen eshena have a yoser mehanas achilat dad. Right, benefiting from sleep is even worse than benefiting from eating. De'achila sarai mutter chutz l'sukkah v'sheina sarai asr chutz m'sukkah. Al-kein chas l'shol nahatir lishon b'lo birchas ha-mapil. De'anene be'olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu gazel ha-kadosh baruch hu. He says, you think you're being such a great sakanakar? You think you're being so frum by not saying the bracha of ha-mapil? You're stealing from Hashem. And think about that. You're stealing from Hashem because you're being nene in olam hazeh without asking Hashem. Right, ve'ein lazus chas v'shalom mipsaka shulchan aruch. He says we don't just get rid of a halacha that's brought in the shulchan aruch. Ula hosif svaras atzmo, and because of our groisa chumra, so we undid a bracha that's found in shulchan aruch. V'yoser mizeh ki ha b'shem bircha Yosef sheyesh shirotzim lomar. So dal pizod ein lomar birchas amapil im haya ar ad la'acher chatzos ve'ein emes. Okay, dot dot dot. So the Chai Adam, as you saw, is in my mind the starkest description of all of this. Where the Chai Adam says, yeah, there are those who want to argue that you shouldn't make the bracha of a mapil because of the concern that you're going to make a hefsek. But he says, I got news for you. Even if you do make that hefsek, spoiler alert, it's not really such a big deal. He says, and especially when you view it versus the alternative, a mamish, he calls it gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stealing from Hashem. Why am I stealing from Hashem? Because I'm being nene from Olam Hazeh below bracha. That was one of the first sugyas we did. When we did the sugyas in Masech HaShabbos, this was one of the first ones that we did. We talked about why we make a bracha. And because we said it's a matir, it's a get out of jail free card. It allows me to do something that I was otherwise not able to do. Food is off limits to me. Joy and benefit in this world is off. There's a big cage in between me and my apple. The second I make that bracha, the cage opens up and Hashem says, now you can enjoy, now you can benefit from that apple. But not before that. Not before that. So again, the Tchai Adam, I think, is very stark in his terms of why it is so important that we make the bracha of Amapil. The Shlomo Zalman says this also, but he uses a word, he uses a phraseology, which I thought was very interesting. And he writes the following. I can't see it. He says, Hakol chayavim levarich birchas amapil. Everyone has to say the bracha of amapil. Ve'afim lefamim irish lo shaloi nirdam. And even if it's going to happen sometimes, you're not going to be able to go to sleep. Lo yachosh lechak v'yavarich. Don't worry about it. You should make the bracha. What do we see in the footnote? So he says in the footnote, why aren't we worried about it? Right? What happened to our first sources? Revelvel. And who else? I don't even remember our sources anymore, right? Revelvel and Rav Yaakov Emdin and the Ben Ish Chai. What about all of them? He says, Mibnei Shafilu im lo nirdam. Because even if you don't go to sleep, Hare Kasv HaChayadam De'al Minhago Shel Olam Hu Mevarach. Now, the Chayadam didn't use those words. He uses those words, but I think the words are very interesting, which is why I brought them for you here, right? Al Minhago Shel Olam Hu Mevarach. And that's what I was talking about earlier. Right, in other words, we're not making the bracha on my night of sleep, June 29th, 2020. That's not what I'm making a bracha on. I'm making a bracha on Minhago Shel Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something called sleep. He gave us a gift called sleep. And when we use it and don't abuse it, we actually wake up in a very good mood and very much refreshed. So therefore, it says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Dal Minhago Shel Olam Mevarach. You're not being Mevarach on that night. Right, if you argue that I'm being mevarich on that night, so then yes, then I have a chashash of a hefsek, because I made a bracha on my apple. I didn't eat my apple. That's a hefsek. I made a bracha on sleep. I didn't sleep. That's a hefsek. Says the Chazon Ish. I'm sorry. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, interpreting the Chai Adam. When I say the bracha, it's not that I'm about to go to sleep now. I'm simply thanking Hashem for allowing me to go to sleep. Now I could say that bracha at any point during the day. I could say the bracha in the morning. That would be a little strange to thank Hashem for putting me to sleep the moment I wake up. Say that mincha time, that would also be a little bit strange. So it just fits logically that the time I would thank Hashem for creating something called sleep is before I go to sleep. But if I don't go to sleep, it's still fine. Right? It's on the minhago shel olam. It's on the time period. It's about the construct. It's about the general situation of me going to sleep. Okay. So now we had, and I tried to show you, the two schools of thought. School of thought number one thought that it's a hefsik, that you have to be very, very careful. Again, we saw the language, that it's a chashash of a brach of atala, I believe the Ben Ish Chai used. Right? So school number one says, if you're going to have a hefsik, either don't say it, or say it without shema malchus, because you get into a whole slew of halachic problems if you do. School of thought number two says, no, we're not, it's al minhago shel olam. It's about the construct of saying it's about the construct of sleep, and therefore I'm not concerned whatsoever if I don't go to sleep right then and there, because as long as I'm generally in the parsha of going to sleep. And that's ultimately what I believe we paskin like, right? Again, I shouldn't say that. When I spoke to my Rebbeim, and they presented the second school of thought, they argued that it just has to be in the time period. In other words, yeah, don't do it when you're still at dinner table, because you're not even thinking about going to sleep. Right? It's when you normally get ready to go to bed, that's when you should say Birchas Amapil. And if you happen to not fall asleep immediately afterwards, that's okay. As long as you said the Bracha of Amapil, again, generally within the structure, within the time frame of when you go to sleep. Someone pointed out the footnote 24. Yeah. So footnote 24 says, V'lachim Bachar Arotza Levracha Beveis HaMedrash. This is the point I was about to make. Good. Right? Let's say, so, I shouldn't say names, but some people I know say Birchas Amapil, they say Kriya Shema Lamita in bed. And what's the problem when you say Kriya Shema Lamita in bed? So what happens? You fall asleep, right? And you usually wake up and there's like a sitter on your face because you said it in bed. So what I do is I say it on my dining room table, right? And listen to what Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to say. V'lachim Bachar Arotza Levracha Bebeis HaMedrash. He doesn't want to say in bed. Kedei shelo yifru v'chedomeh shapir dami. V'chein mutter levracha gam k'sheyodeh sheitzarech lageshes acharchach letapel b'tinuk. Right, my child might wake up, my wife might want to say goodnight to me, right? There are a whole slew of things that I know might happen. And I could say, Asher Yatzar, Olecha, Velishtos, Kishu Toyev, Ladavar, if I'm really hungry, I get the munchies, I'm allowed to say a bracha. V'chenin is damel bracha, as birchas, ram, ubarak, yivarech, thunder and lightning, that I'm allowed to do that as well. So that's my minug. Again, you should each contact your local Orthodox rabbi. But I personally, I say the bracha at my dining room table. I try not to say it in bed. Sometimes I'm unsuccessful, and I say it when I get to bed. But the reason is I think I have better kavana at the dining room table, right? To me, that's like more of a tefillah as opposed to in bed. You're like half dozing off. And am I worried that one of my children's going to stop me? Am I worried that as I'm coming to bed, my wife's going to have a conversation with me? So again, that's that second school of thought. The second school of thought says that as long as you're doing it around the time frame, around the process of going to sleep, then you don't exactly have to worry. So we spoke about the source of Kriyat Shema Lamita, and we tried to present this two schools of thought. One school of thought that it's on that sleep, and therefore if you don't go to sleep right away, you have a problem, and therefore either don't say it at all or don't say it B'Shem Malchus. And then you have the other school of thought, Chayadam, or Shlomo Zalman and others, who felt that no, it's on the Minag Shalolam, it's on the creation of sleep, and therefore if they're anticipated Hefsek, you don't have to worry whatsoever. Nonetheless, right, whether you're school of thought number one, school of thought number two, what is blatantly clear is the importance of Kriyat Shema Lamita. It is oftentimes overlooked. It's not easy to say. You're tired at the end of the night, I understand. But part of the shirim that we do is not just to learn halacha, but to be mechazik ourselves, to strengthen ourselves of areas of halacha that require chizuk. And I believe Kriyat Shema Lamita is one of them. Right, the psukim that we do, all of that is all to ward off evil influences in our lives. So it's definitely behooves us to do the best that we can. Again, certain nights, I'm sure it's more difficult than others, but to really be mechazik ourselves in the recitation of Kriyat Shema Lamita. Again, whether you're school of thought number one, school of thought number two, nobody is minimizing the critical importance that it is certainly to go to sleep and to go to sleep with the mindset and the mind frame of just how important it is to remember Hashem last thing before we go to sleep, and to remember Hashem the first thing when we wake up in the morning. That's that Ravid of Hamapil to Elokai Neshama, to really get our day ended and started in the best possible way.